JD's Heroes.
It's time to reward another hero. This week, Julie Blasdale from Rugby is nominating the man in her life. It's her dad. Your dad's called Tony, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. Tony Blasdale, yeah.
Why have you nominated your dad then this week?
To be fair, JD, my dad's always been there for me when I split up with my partner for the children. I've got three children and my dad's a wonderful granddad. He's always helped me out. He's always been there when the kids needed a lift to and from school. Now, in the later years, now he's knocking on a bit because he's in his 70s. Obviously, his health's a bit deteriorating and we've been up and down the hospital plenty of times. He's been diagnosed with diabetes, he's had biopsies and scans, he's up there all the time and it just becomes a bit of a worry, you know, when they get older. And I've just wanted to let him know how much he means to me and how much he means to the kids, really, and give him something back for a change.
Have they been able to get to the bottom of his health problems?
Last week, Roisin, he had an appointment with the specialist and they've now decided that he's got inflammation of the lymph nodes, which has caused his joints and his diabetes and everything, but they're getting to the bottom of it now.
And how bad's the diabetes?
It's treatable, but his medication was all out of sorts and they were treating it, you know, with the wrong tablet, so that affected him quite badly and he was really quite poorly with the medication, but that's all in hand now, so things are improving and hopefully he'll be able to get himself on holiday, which I'm hoping they'll be able to go this year, which they haven't been able to for a while because of his hospital appointments, really.
It doesn't matter how old your parents get, does it? They're always your parents and it's so hard as a daughter to see them not well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and to know how fit he was, because he's always been into motorbikes and cars and he's always been off doing something, and now seeing him get ill and get old, it's quite scary, but he's quite funny and he still has a little joke now and again and takes the kids out and picks us up, and he's a good egg, my dad. He's great, he's really funny.
Where will your dad Tony be right now, Julie?
He'll be at home.
Not at the hospital?
No, I've made sure he's got no appointments today, so luckily he's on hold, so he should be waiting for you to ring him.
Right.
So he doesn't know anything about it, so he's going to be really quite surprised.
What have you said then?
I've just said he's got to stay in. There's probably somebody going to ring him from the hospital, I said.
Brilliant!
Somebody rang me to say that they're thinking about giving you your own parking space, Dad, so stay in. So he doesn't know a thing about it.
I need to pretend to be from the hospital.
Hospital security.
Right, OK.
And a space has become available on the upper level.
If you said sort of like, we're thinking of giving you your own parking space, he'd probably quite believe you.
What model of car does he normally get taken in?
My dad's got a red Fiesta.
Brilliant. OK, we're going to ring your dad, try and wind him up, and then we'll let him know what we've sorted for him because he's this week's JD's hero. OK, you OK there to hold there, Julie?
Yeah, will do.
It's Wednesday morning, and on the JD Show, we like to reward those who live amongst us who just don't get enough thanks for what they do, or just surprise those people who are having a bit of a rough time. This morning, Julie Blasdale from Rugby has nominated her dad, Tony. Now, he's at home, is that right, Julie?
Yes, he's at home.
Okay, we're going to ring him now, and I'm going to pretend to be from security at Walsgrave Hospital, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
What's he like with practical jokes? He normally take them well?
Yeah, he's quite funny, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he'll
believe that one anyway.
Hello.
Is that Mr. Blasdale there?
It is speaking.
Hello, Mr. Blasdale. My name is Neil and I work for security at the University Hospital.
Yes.
Can I just confirm that you drive a red Fiesta?
I do, yes.
Have you parked it in our car park at the University Hospital?
I have, yes.
Yeah. I'm afraid to say that you've parked illegally on a number of times and there's an outstanding bill.
I don't think so.
Well, it does mean that you do have to pay a £50 fine, Mr. Blasdale.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think I do.
I've got CCTV footage, Mr. Blasdale.
The last two times I've had a lift there. I think you got the wrong one, thank you.
Tony! Oh, he's gone, let's ring him back, let's ring him back.
JD, you're an idiot!
Sorry. Right, let's tell him what he's got.
Oh, you're a menace.
Hello?
Hi, is that Tony?
Yes.
Tony, it's not Neil from the University Hospital Security. My name's JD and I just wound you up on free radio.
Yes, I thought you did.
Oh, Tony, I had nothing to do with it. It's very shitty.
Yes.
Tony, the real reason we're calling you, I've got Julie on the other line. Do you want to tell your dad why you've nominated him?
Hi, Dad, you all right? Oh,
yes, what are you doing?
I just wanted to give you something back because you've always been there for me. You've always been there for the kids. You're always running around for me, and I know I'm a pain in the backside.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you something back to let you know how thankful I am and how grateful I am, and I love you very much, and so do the kids.
Thank you.
That's why I've done it. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine, yeah.
You sound like you've had to put up with a lot, and you actually have been a regular visitor at the hospital because of illnesses. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
You're obviously a very strong man and an amazing influence on your family, so thank you for being such a great person.
Yeah.
We reward people like you on JD's Heroes, and I hear you're into your fast cars and your motorbikes.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Well, thanks to our friends at Slide School Drift Academy in Birmingham, we're going to get you there and you're going to take control of... Have you ever seen it on TV, one of those racing cars around the track?
I have, yeah.
You're going to take control of one of their cars. They're going to teach you how to slide across the track in one of their sports cars. And we're also going to sort you and the family out with a free meal at Wing Wah with some top quality food at your favourite place, the Chinese restaurant.
Well, that's very nice. I'm just... I'm a bit gobsmacked, actually. I didn't know what... I'm still thinking about the hospital and the parking.
No!
Tony, I'm going to slap JD for that. I'm very sorry. He's a right prankster.
It was Julie that nominated you to be our hero this week. What do you want to say to your daughter?
It's very nice, very kind and considerate. And thank you.
What a beautiful story. A daughter who absolutely adores her dad. Who's your hero? Nominate them at freeradio.co.uk. It's 20 past 8. The JD Show.